Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel. I'd like to begin with Chakira brought in Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in Perek Ches of Hilchas Metamim Mishkav U'Moshav Halacha Dalet. And this Chakira is directly related to a Gemara found on our Daf and in the previous Daf as well. We know that the Torah has a special din with regard to Tumas Kli Cheres. An earthenware keli, the only way it becomes Tameh is with a Tumah mitoichoi. The Tumah has to be inside the keli. Not only that, it doesn't even have to touch the keli. It could be in the avir of the kli cheres. It could be in the ear space of the kli cheres. Even without physically touching the kli, it could also be metame the kli cheres. Reb Chaim Kler is a chakira yisoidi. He says, this that you have to have, that the kli cheres is metame mitoich, is it a din that the Kabbalah satuma is chal, Dafka through the toich of the kli cheres, and it's only Kabbalah Satuma. But to say that the chalois has anything to do with the metame, with what is giving the tumah, that has nothing to do with toich. The metame is not connected to any din of toich, and there's no din, but chalal that the metame has to be inside. If lo yitzur, like we'll see, it's possible to have that at least some of the metame is not inside the keli. It's also shayach to be mekabel tumah. As long as the Kabbalah's tumah is happening inside the kli, that's enough for the toich, the din toich, necessary for kli cheres. That's one side. Another side is no. In order for the kli cheres to become tameh, mi toichoi, it has to be that the metameh, the object that's giving over the tumah, has to be inside the kli cheres. We'll get back to this chakira in 1 minute. Our Gemara on Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel, it's mentioned on Daf Pei Beis as well, says a halacha that a nida is not metameh le'evarim. And Rashi says, what that means is, that if a piece of the nida becomes cut off from the nida, it's not metame tumas nida. And the Chachamim discuss what's the chiddush, what's Rashi saying, why should a nida be metame tumas nida when it's cut off? Well, that's a separate discussion, not for now. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Perek Ches Halacha Dala, the Rambam says, this halacha that a nida is not metame le'evarim is talking about where a zav, or a nida, stuck his hand or regel into the avir of a kli cheres. Since it did not touch the inside of the kli cheres and it didn't move it, the keli is tamei, because the Rambam says she'ein hanida v'chiyetze boy metamen le'evarim. Anida and chiyetze boy azov are not metamen le'evarim. The Ravid says ze'ein b'chover etzli. I don't like that pshat. Ki ma'achar she'avir metamei b'maga. Since avir becomes tamei just touching the avir, lo me'ena tanor tamei. Why is this tanor? This kli cheres not tamei. U'masha amar she'ein hanida metamen le'evarim. The Ravid says, this that the Gemara says a halacha that a nida is not metame le'evarim, it's not saying in a case where a nida or a zav stuck their yad or regal into the avir of the kli. Rather, what's the halacha of ein a nida metame le'evarim? The Ravid says it's talking about tumas mishkav u'moshav, that a nida who put her hand or her foot down on something which could become tame through mishkav u'moshav, it's not tame. You have to have the whole guf, not just an aver. That's the Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says that this Machlokes is on our Gemara. How do you understand this halacha of Ein Hanida Metame Le'evarim? And he says the Ravid held that the halacha is only halacha le'inyin, the din of Tumas Mishkav U'Moshav, which is a Tumah Mesuyam, as he calls it, by Anida and other Metame Mishkav U'Moshav. And we paskin that you can't make Tumas Mishkav U'Moshav with Miktas. You have to have either Kulay or Rubay. But everything else, Anida and all other Tumas are exactly the same. This is a special halacha in Tumas Mishkav U'Moshav. However, the Rambam holds that this, that Anida is not metame le'evarim, is a din in the guf and the yisoy Tumah of Anida. That it's not metame le'evarim. And all the Tumas of Anida have to be dafka b'kulon or b'ruban. Masha'en came the din of other Tumayin, of Kol Torah Kula, those all could be b'miktas. And that's the yisoy of machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. But Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, you have to understand. So how is it possible to have the halacha of Eino Metame Le'evarim? Every time you touch something, even though it looks like it's only a miktsas of your body touching, Reb Chaim says that's a din of Maga Kula. So you're never going to have a situation where there's only Tumas Evarim to say Eino Metame Le'evarim. The Rambam says, Reb Chaim explains, that the case is where a Nida or a Zav stuck their hand into the Avir of a Kli Cheres. Over there, we say that if the whole body is not going to be in the kli cheres, only part of the body, then you're going to have the halacha of ein hanida metame le'evarim. And this, that the Rebbe was masig on the Rambam, why is this different than all other Magois? If Avir Kli Cheres becomes Tameh by just touching the Avir, so why does the Rambam say that there's a din of Ein Nidum Matam Alevarim? And the answer is, because Avir Kli Cheres is different. The din Toich of Avir Kli Cheres is only going to be on what goes inside it. And if only Mikzas goes inside it, you're only going to have a Maga of Mikzas. Masha'en Ken, when you touch anything else, if you touch a Keli, you touch anything that you're going to be Matameh, we look at it like the whole thing was touching, and therefore it's a Maga of Kula. That's the Machlekes, Rambam, and Ravid. Comes Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says that the Yisoid of Machlekes, Rambam, and Ravid, and how we look at the Tumah of Avir Kli Cheres is how we started off. The Ravid holds this, that you need a din of Toichin Kli Cheres, a din of the Kabbalah's Tumah. The Toich is Mekabel Tumah. And it's all looked at through the prism of Kabbalah's Tumah. Nothing to do with the Metame. And therefore, the Ravid says, even if a Nida sticks only part of her body, her yad or her regal, into the Avir Kli Cheres, it should be Tameh. Because as far as Kabbalah's Tumah goes, when I have Mikzas HaNida inside the Kli Cheres, that's Kabbalah's Tumah from the whole Nida. So even with Mikzas Nida being inside, you have a din of Kabbalah's Tumah's Kula. And that's why the Ravid says that it can't be that the din of a Nida Levarim is, like the Rambam holds, that the Nida put either a yad or a regal into the Avir Kli Cheres. Rather, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says the case has to be a new case of Mishkev Moshav. And the question that the Ravid asked on the Rambam, why do we say that it's only Tumas Mikzas when it's inside, the Rambam's going to hold, like we started off the other tzad. The Rambam holds that the Yisoid of Tumas Avir Kli Cheres, the Toich of Tumas Kli Cheres, is Mitzad the Metame. The Metame has to be Kuloi Bifnim, if I have to have Kuloi. If you don't have to have Kuloi, so even if you have Mikzas Bifnim, then you're Metame. But a Nida which has to have Kuloi, because the halacha that Nida is a Metame Leivarim, if the Nida sticks her yad or her regal into the Avir Kli Cheres, only Mikzas one in, and therefore it can't be Metame. Have a wonderful day.